Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom. Dexcom.com/compatibility.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
While American lawmakers are arguing about what's happening at land borders, Americans on the internet are at war about what's happening under the sea.
The new trailer for the live-action remake of The Little Mermaid already has more than 100 million views. While it's got a lot of fans, it is also being attacked by some internet trolls.
Actress Halle Bailey stars as Ariel in Disney's new live-action film, and she looks nothing like the animated Little Mermaid with red hair from the original 1989 classic. The trailer has received more than 1.5 million dislikes on YouTube. Then there are the ugly, racist tweets. The Little Mermaid is white, not black.
Really, people? We're doing this again? Huh? She looks nothing like the nothing like. They both have the tail, huh? They both have the red. She looks nothing like her. How do I even know that she's a mermaid? Once again, a bunch of internet racists are upset that a fictional character is being played by a black person. And honestly, I don't know what the big deal is. You guys realize that Nemo was black too, right? Yeah. That whole movie was about a fish who can't find his dad. Yeah. Calm down. I can say that because my dad left and he's white, so who's racist now? This is so ridiculous. First of all, of course the Little Mermaid is black, all right? Everyone whose name starts with Lil is black. Lil Wayne, Lil Nas X, Lil Kim. Honestly, if you heard that there was a woman named Little Mermaid, you just assume that she's on a track with Cardi B, you know? With my wet ass flippers. So look, stop being ridiculous. It's imaginary. You know, I hope this scandal doesn't overshadow the rest of the movie. The Little Mermaid is a beautiful story about a young woman changing her core identity to please a man. Let's not forget about that, people. And look, if we had more time, we could talk about how Disney already created a black mermaid 30 years ago and nobody cared, or how there's still plenty of white princesses for little girls whose dream it is to be in a monarchy. And let's not forget, you can still watch the original Little Mermaid. It's not like if you try to turn it on, Mickey's gonna jump out of the screen and be like, "You're racist, ha ha!" But we don't have time for that. You know, every time one of these, like, internet outrage things happens about which character is being played by whom and people get angry, I would get it if people had good faith arguments, but you can tell that people are just using these moments to disguise a discriminatory idea and, a racism that they hold. It's your thing, you know? People are gonna act like, "Oh, no, the Little Mermaid, I'm here because I'm a Little Mermaid purist. And come up with all these bullshit answers." They'd be like, you look at the history of the Little Mermaid. The history of the Little Mermaid? You mean the imagination of the Little Mermaid? If you look at it, it's like, yeah, if you were a fan, you would have known that Disney had long created black mermaids. Like, they did this, they spin off all their movies, they've had tons of them. They had, like, a black mermaid, she did sign language, it used to be a cartoon when we were kids. People don't care about it. They're like, it's never happened. It's just, look, here's the thing, it's not about race, it's just about realism. I'm sorry, what? And then it's ironic that they try and use representation as the argument the other way around, you know? So they will say, it's not about representation. It shouldn't, who cares who plays the role? All that matters is the best person gets the job. And it's like, have you heard Halle Bailey sing? Have you heard her sing? You're gonna tell me the best person, like, who do you think they got for, you think Disney is just out there in the street like, you, come, let's go. You think they play games like that. It is the best person for the job. You're angry about who the best person was. That's what you're angry about. And it's like, no, but the Little Mermaid, she means so much. And I don't deny that. I don't deny that it must have been amazing for any red-haired little girl to see the Little Mermaid. It must have been amazing. It's a beautiful experience. But the movie's still there. You get what I'm saying? It's not gone. You can't not watch it. It hasn't been burned. It is still there. You can still watch it and you can enjoy it. I do all the time. It's not going anywhere. It's like, you get so angry. But what about the little girls with red hair who won't what? See themselves in what? A Disney cartoon? Like you, are you being serious right now? You have the Princess in Brave. She was redhead. Remember her, right? You have Anna from Frozen, right? You have the little kid from Up. Remember the one like pulls off the helmet and like the hair does a thing? It's the cutest thing. It's like, ah! Remember that? Red hairs. There's tons of other characters. There are more red-haired Disney-like stars, like women who are stars in the franchise, than black women. But now you're gonna make it seem like it's, and it's not like one should be against the other. There's no need. You have the Little Mermaid, it's fun. Now you've got Halle Bailey playing the real version of it. That's fun. Don't make it about realism. It's under the sea. There's a crab. There's a crab that is gonna talk, and you're worried about this element? People are like, well, I just think it should be, it's all the thing. And then I love when people go, oh yeah, so if you don't care, then how would you feel if the Black Panther was played by a white guy? I'm like, well, the difference here is the Black Panther. Blackness is central to the character's identity. Like literally. You know what I mean? It's like literally, that is the whole point of the thing. And by the way, if you're gonna bring a white guy who's gonna be like Vibranium, bring him, I wanna see that guy. Just for fun. Just bring that guy. Just for the fun of it. Let's see what happens. Well, there are many people who haven't seen themselves on screen. You're gonna get angry. You're gonna get angry because now somebody who's in a wheelchair is playing this role. You're gonna get angry because somebody who's black is now playing that role. You're gonna be, it's, the original is still there. There are many parts that are still out there. It's not like there is nothing left. It's not like there's one movie in the world and there's one story and this is the only way you can tell it. There are many. Calm down. Or at the very least, we should get them to meet with Ursula and then she'd take their voices away. Just be like, until somebody kisses you, yeah, don't come back. You ready? People are so angry, they need to go touch grass, man.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
But let's move on to another accomplished black woman, Cleopatra. And don't tell me she wasn't black. I'm already hearing enough of that from Egypt.
Well, the folks in Egypt are accusing Netflix of misrepresenting history in Netflix's new docuseries called Queen Cleopatra.
Yeah, the country is actually criticizing the decision to cast a black woman to play the title role in series reenactments. Netflix says the casting decision was intended to acknowledge the centuries-long conversation about the ruler's race and the multicultural history of Egypt. But officials in Cairo are calling it a blatant historical fallacy, claiming that Cleopatra was fair-skinned and of Greek descent.
Oh, okay. Egypt is concerned about historical accuracy. I didn't hear you complaining when all the mummy movies came out. What are you talking about? We got mummies coming back from the dead, chasing Brendan Fraser, and y'all don't have a problem. And then a black woman plays Cleopatra, and all of a sudden it's like, that didn't happen, that didn't happen, no. The mummy, that was real. This, Like, what are the Egyptians so afraid of? You think Cleopatra is gonna turn your history into a blaxploitation film? You think she's gonna be cruising down the Nile in a Cadillac yelling, freeze, jive, turkeys, this is my pyramid now. So, okay, you can have Cleopatra, but then we get Jesus. Fair. We all know Jesus was black because he was found guilty in court. And he did nothing wrong. And since we're talking about representation, let's talk about what mermaids really look like. And I'm not talking about Miss Haley. No, there's a new controversy about a statue that some people say is too damn sexy. I mean, look at that thing. You got Mermaid the Stallion over here. This is the first statue. Every time you walk up, it plays body, yaddy, 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 yaddy. Now, look, if you want to give me a mermaid with some big old titties, that's fine with me. But where it gets confusing is that ass. Come on, we all know fish don't have an ass. It almost feels like the sculptor figured out too late that he couldn't do legs. He messed them up so bad he had to just pivot it to a mermaid on the fly. And that's just not any ass. That mermaid is working with certified cakes. You hear me? I'm talking full bakeries, all right? Even Sir Mix-a-Lot is like, you know what? This is too far for me. Anyway, if you want to see more of the young ladies, you can check out her account on OnlyFans.
Amazon Prime Video has announced that its new Lord of the Rings prequel series is its most watched program ever, with more than 25 million viewers checking out the show on its first day. Yeah, but it turns out some of those people might be hate watching.
Amazon is suspending reviews of its new Lord of the Rings series on Rotten Tomatoes. It says the 72-hour hold is to make sure the reviews for Rings of Power are legit and prevent internet trolls from bringing down their score.
Amazon says reviews are being dragged down by fans who are upset about the show's diverse cast, which includes black actors playing elves and dwarves. These viewers say it's unrealistic for Tolkien's creatures to be non-white.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, this is a tough one. This is a tough one. I mean, on the one hand, everyone wants diversity in the shows that we create. But on the other hand, you gotta admit, it's a bit unrealistic to say that there were black people in this white guy's imagination, you know? I mean, I can get on board with a show or a world where magical creatures cast spells and fight undead armies for control of a piece of jewelry that can turn them into gods, but if those creatures have a tan, it's just not believable anymore. It really isn't. No, for real. This is so hypocritical. You're gonna get mad about seeing a black dwarf in Lord of the Rings, but you're fine with seeing a Kevin Hart movie. Be consistent! He's so tiny. Also, by the way, I don't understand why people are this angry. It's not like all the characters turned black, all right? There's one black dwarf. A couple of black elves. It's not like the NBA. Calm down. You're like, oh, there's black wedding. Yes, you know, it's the same way people were losing their shit because of the one black guy in House of Dragons. You know, people losing them. Oh, well, it only takes one to lower the property values, you know. The House of Dragon used to be worth $400,000. Now I don't know anymore. And I know what people are saying. People are saying that the books are supposed to be based on medieval Europe, so having black characters isn't realistic. But guys, nobody's watching Lord of the Rings for realism, okay? They're watching it because they didn't have sex in high school. That's the only reason. It's not realistic. I will say this, though. I will say this. Apart from the racism thing, I kind of agree. I don't think it makes sense to have black characters in Lord of the Rings. Yeah, I said it. The whole series is about seeing danger and then running towards it. That's some white people shit. And like, the reason there were no black people in Middle Earth is because they saw the giant eye talking out of a volcano and they were like, oh, hell no. We are moving to Africa, because this shit here, nope, we do not need to be here. We're going to Africa, we're totally safe. All right, that's it for the headlines, but before we go to a break, it's time to check in on all the latest social media trends with our very own Ronnie Chang, everybody!
You guys want to hear some social media?
Yeah!
Oh, yeah! You guys ready to lose a few IQ points? Yeah. All right, let's do it! All right, first up, what's trending is Lord of the Rings, or as I like to call it, Game of Thrones without the incest. I mean, look, I know we're supposed to be wokey-woke on this show, you know, elf diversity, stop Mordor hate or whatever, but look, can we just give this one to white people, all right? Let's diversify the real places first, and then we can worry about the white fantasy places later, okay? That being said, where the f*** are the Asians, okay? Because Middle Earth, Narnia, the West Wing, no Asians? No Asians. The closest thing we have to Asians in American fantasy is Spock in Star Trek, okay? Yeah, he's Asian. I know he's white, but he's Asian. Okay, he's super smart, he dresses like an emperor, he's got a bowl haircut, and he knows the pressure points in the neck, right? Live long and prosper, he even talks like Confucius, okay? I just want to see some Asian elves.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.